Mozart in Motion. Divertimento number 15, Program Notes. When asked to present a work at the Mozart Festival held at the American Shakespeare Theater in Stratford, Connecticut in 1956, New York City Ballet's George Balanchine originally planned to revive Caracol, an earlier work set to Mozart's Divertimento number 15. Instead, he created a new ballet that used many steps from the old, and he named the new ballet after the music, which he considered the finest divertimento ever written. The divertimento genre reached its zenith amid the parties and informal entertainments of 18th-century aristocratic life. Divertimentos did not have a fixed structure. The number of movements could vary from 1 to 12, and they could be scored for one instrument or a chamber orchestra. Divertimento number 15 is choreographed for 8 principal dancers, 5 women and 3 men, with an ensemble of 8 women. The ballet omits the second minuet and the andante from the 6th movement. A new cadenza for violin and viola by John Coleman was added in the late 1960s. To complement the sparkling score, Balanchine created a work of prodigious ingenuity featuring a regal cast of dancers. He created the center ballerina role, 6th variation, with its rapid-fire steps for prima ballerina Patricia Wild, PBT's former artistic director. Austrian Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, 1756-1791, was one of the supreme musical geniuses of all time. He excelled in all forms of music, including opera, symphonies, concerti for various instruments, and chamber, vocal, piano, and choral music, leaving a legacy that is one of the greatest achievements in music. Mozart was considered by many to be the finest pianist, organist, and conductor in Europe. He was a famous child prodigy and possessed a natural facility for music that is unsurpassed in the history of the art. Adapted from New York City Ballet. Costume notes for the ballet. The 5 principal ladies wear pale pink and gold classical tutus, embellished with white lace, gold trim, and dark pink and silver jewels. The satin bodice has a V-neck neckline. At the center of the V is a golden white lace filigree appliqué. The pancake-like skirt rests at the top of the hips. It has a short peplum of the same pale pink satin, edged in ornate gold trim and jewels. Directly beneath the peplum is a layer of gold, silver, and white lace, which rests on 8 layers of stiff white, light pink, and blush-colored tulle that is adorned with small jewels and in graduated lengths. The shortest length is closest to the body. The different colors and jewels on the tulle give the tutu depth and three-dimensionality. The corps du ballet ladies wear classical tutus with a nearly identical design, but in a dark pink and gold. The tutu skirts are fitted with a hoop to help them stand out from the hips. All ladies wear pale pink tights and point shoes and a jeweled hairpiece. The 3 men wear white tights, white ballet slippers, and jackets. The fitted jackets are a deep rose-colored satin with a tone-on-tone floral design with maroon piping at the seams. The sleeves are gathered and puffy at the shoulder. On the front is a large collar of lighter pink fabric that extends from the shoulders to the middle of the chest, where there is an appliqué of a modified fleur-de-lis design outlined in deep pink piping and jewels. The collar is edged with gold and pink lace.